share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Domestic workers in Asia have always had a long history of being abused by their employees, but what happened to this home helper was just plain disgusting. A pregnant Singaporean administrative worker, Tan, was given 8 weeks in jail after she allegedly forced her Indonesian worker to eat hair from the toilet floor and a piece of dirty cotton wool, though the events that led to such an act was not stated. According to Today Online, the mother of three, with a fourth child on the way, pleaded not guilty to 2 counts of causing hurt to the domestic helper, where other charges of harassment were taken into consideration, though when the investigation first started, she denied the allegations. Image for illustration purposes only. The helper, Muslikha, had started working for Tan back in November 2018, where she was paid 600 Singapore dollars, RM1849.81, a month to handle household chores and take care of Tan's youngest daughter. But things took a bad turn in December 2018, when Muslikha contacted the authorities after Tan had apparently slapped her multiple times as she was unhappy with Muslikha's work performance. Though, no further action was taken at the time as the allegations were unfounded. Then, between January and February of 2019, court documents showed that Tan had hit Muslikha with clothes hangers. Photo for illustration purposes only. Another incident happened on the 30th of March, where Muslikha was allegedly slapped multiple times and hit on the forehead for not attending to Tan's crying toddler because she assumed Tan would. The very next day, Tan apparently pinched Muslikha for falling asleep while giving her a leg massage. Upon confiding in a fellow domestic worker, her friend helped to contact the Center of Domestic Employees, who then contacted the police. On the 22nd of April 2019, the police met up with Muslikha at Tan's flat and took her to the hospital as she had bruises on her forehead and arm. Photo for illustration purposes only. Tan was ordered to pay Muslikha 3,200 Singapore dollars, RM9,865.67, for the harm done as well as for the 2 months she remained unemployed after reporting the abuse. I don't believe my client is able to fully explain why she did what she did, except that it was an impulsive act and she is remorseful. She is in her third trimester. Prison would cause hardship and it's likely she has to give birth there, shared Tan's lawyer, who requested the maximum fine of 7,500 Singapore dollars, RM23,122.67. I just want to let you know I'm wrong and my family needs me, and I don't wish to give birth in prison and be separated from my children, Tan added. Their request has since been denied and Tan immediately started serving her time after her sentencing and Muslikha has since found work with a new employer. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read. Machines believe that foreigner deserved to get beaten up for selling pirated shirts. Source. Chicago Tribune source. Refra source. Ceylon. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.